This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we have a humorous account of Jackie Williams' two spinster aunts and their suspicions of the government taking over one of the bathrooms in their house.
Every decade, during the years ending in zero, the census becomes a great focus of attention. Politicians set much store in it, as do many people following the movement of populations. Unlikely as it might seem, there are also those who view the simple questionnaire with hostility and suspicion, as I discovered in 1960 at the age of 10. My sisters had left home by this time for college, jobs, and marriage, and I lived in a household with my widowed mother and two paternal aunts, both high school teachers. My aunts, Sister and Layla, had a daily ritual, as did many Southern ladies. Every afternoon after school, they would sit together to talk and to drink a Coke, from a small bottle, of course, as the small ones had a better flavor than the new larger size. They would chat about their day and their concerns, share jokes and gossip, and belch. I am sure most people would have been surprised at the noise erupting from those genteel ladies. From our kitchen, if I were having a snack or doing homework, I could hear their conversations without being seen. I did not consider this eavesdropping, as I was not hiding, and they could have easily seen me if they had thought to do so. I could usually deduce their mood by the tone of their voices, and on this day I could also picture their serious, tight-lipped faces. These were tones and expressions saved for important or even adverse matters. Though the youngest of seven siblings, Layla considered herself the head of household. As such, it was her duty to fill out the census forms. Sister, oldest in the family, would contribute. Through nearly gritted teeth, Layla informed Sister that this time they wanted to know how many bathrooms were in each household. Following this grim statement, there was a silence as serious as a pallbearer's duty. Sister's opinion was that we should not admit to having two bathrooms in the household. We should list only one. Her reasoning was that the government was likely going to come along and make us let people without one use one of our bathrooms if we tell them we have two. I don't recall being upset at this idea. Sister was prone to exaggerations after all. But I did picture what it might look like if a line of people began forming at the front door and down the entry steps, all waiting to use our bathroom. Perhaps they would be wearing bathrobes and holding toothbrushes. Would they destroy the aunt's carefully budgeted water usage? I wondered if they would bring their own towels and soap, and if any of them would be men. I knew instinctively that was Sister's worst fear. How she grew up with three brothers and remained so prudish was one of life's mysteries. Little else was said about the census, at least in my presence. Of course, none of the fearsome events ever happened. No one ever showed up to use our bathroom, and the water bill remained within acceptable limits. While I was certain our household remained visitor-free because Sister had made up the whole problem from her own dramatic imagination, there was still a part of me that did wonder if Layla lied about the number of bathrooms in our house. I understand that the personal parts of the census are revealed after 75 years. That means I have to wait only 15 more years to find out what she said.
Sundial contributor Jackie Williams is a retired clinical social worker who spent a good part of her life in the Midwest as an Air Force wife. She's now writing about her childhood and family so her two sons will know and appreciate the family lore. And, along with us here at WLRH, Jackie wants to remind you to fill out the 2020 census form if you haven't done it yet. Your response matters. You can do that at 2020census.gov or return the mailer you received. If you'd like to hear Jackie's story again or any of the past Sundial stories and poems, you can go to WLRH.org and click on the Sundial tab. We air a new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.